When you think about our walk as Christians, it starts when we're really, really young. Anybody watching the Olympics over this last week? See Michael Phelps? That name sound familiar? May have heard of him. Guy's got the most gold medals in Olympic history. But I looked up something about Michael Phelps. You know, when he was 7 years old, he went to watch his sisters learn how to swim. And he got into the pool, and guess what? He was afraid to put his head in the water. Okay? So a very patient young instructor took him aside and let him just float on the water. Let him just float across the water and get used to being in the pool. Okay? Eventually, he learned, what do you think his first swimming move was? The backstroke, right. He learned the backstroke. And from there, he grew upon that knowledge and became the great swimmer he is today. Now, what does that have to do with us as Christians? At Stony Creek Church, our mission is to create mature, producing Christians, okay? People that take their faith and share it with other people. Now, I've never heard anybody's testimony that didn't start with where they were before they became Christians. And before you became Christians, you were definitely what? A child at some point, right? So that means that whole continuum of becoming a mature Christian begins when you're very, very young. No matter if your parents were, if you lived in a household where Christ was the center, that affects who you become as an adult. And here at Stony Creek Church and the children's ministry, we take that very serious. We start with the nursery, showing Christ's love to those that need nurturing. We have a safe environment where they feel the parents can come and be fed while their kids are being taken care of in the nursery. We have people that want to be there, that want to minister to these kids. Then we move on to the toddler age. The toddler age, we start introducing biblical stories, showing them the characteristics of God and the application of where He is in their lives. And then we move up through the different ages, just like Michael Phelps in the pool, getting deeper and deeper into the water as we get our feet wetter and wetter, getting into the Word of God to where we get to the fifth and sixth graders, where they start to learn how to defend their faith with the biblical foundation of the truth of the Bible. And when it comes to things like this, you always want to check the folks that are receiving the information to see how well you're doing. For example, if you wanted to know if I'm a good dad, who would you ask? My kids, right? You could ask me, I tell you I'm great, okay? But the person that really matters, or the people that really matter, are my children. If you want to know if I'm a good husband, who do you ask? My wife, not me, because again, I'll tell you I'm great at it, okay? If you want to ask if I'm a good Christian, only Christ knows that, correct? If you want to know if we're doing our job in children's ministry, reaching kids, preparing them to go to the next level and to one day be mature Christians sitting in the seats alongside you, teaching other people about the Word of God, then we'd have to ask the kids that received that, wouldn't we? And so that's what we're going to do today. We're going to hear on video some of the kids, some of the helpers, and some parents about how Cross Trainers Ministry, just like Michael Phelps training to swim, we train on the cross, how well we're doing. And let's hear from them right now.
I've been attending the children's ministry at Stony Creek for 10 years, going on 11.
Well, I've been a part of SCC's children's ministry for about like 8 years.
We've been coming since summer of 2009. Me and my oldest boy have been coming, and then just within the last 3 weeks, I've been bringing my 5-year-old.
I'm in the SCC children's ministry for 8 years.
It's been about 17 years I've been teaching.
Well, I haven't been here for ages. I've just been here for only 2 years.
9 years since I was about 3 years old.
Our family has been a part of SCC's children ministry since our oldest daughter was a baby. So that's going on 10.5 years.
It urges me to trust in Christ and share my faith with others.
Stony Creek Children's Ministry has impacted our children's lives in many ways. It's given them a lot of confidence to grow in Christ and just to really share Christ with their friends. And at school, their teachers always comment on, you know, just the compassion and the love that they have for other students, and just it just amazes me just how, you know, even during, like, you know, family prayer time or whatever, how open they are and just willing to put out their, you know, their prayers to God, and really just see God answer their prayers.
Yes, I feel like it's really been a big part of my faith, and really helped me to know how serious and how big God is.
I have made friendships that will last for ages.
You know, I think the greatest impact is seeing results in the kids themselves. When you see that they've learned something and they begin to apply it, whether it be with their friends or maybe it's in the youth group afterwards. But to see spiritual growth in a child is to me, the greatest reward.
It has had a wonderful impact on my family and me. I have seen our family growing in God's word and in his path to heaven.
Well, on me personally, it's just taught me more about Christ and how I should really follow Jesus in his path to heaven.
Both my two sons have been able to find involvement within a community of fellow believers. So they've participated in VBS. Then they also will do the family fun nights. And by having those kind of activities for them, I get involved with it too, with the ministry. And I think it's just good all around for our whole family. It's fun, and they get to be with other kids, and like there's no judgment or anything, and it's just a nice experience for everybody.
You know, that's a real passion for me in the bridge class. Is we're really trying to get to the point with the children that we're not just trying to teach them what they believe, but why they believe it. Because I think one of the most heartbreaking things, and I think we've all seen it, is when you see children who grow up through the church, and then as they become teenagers or they're in college, and they drift away. And oftentimes I think it's because they're taught a lot about what they believe, but not why. And so I think it's so important for us to teach our kids why it is they believe what they believe.
Say if a non-believer, well, like when your friend's at school, if they come up to you and they ask you all these questions about your faith and you don't know how to stand up for yourself, then you kind of just look like a fool because then you don't really know what to say. And so
that when they go into the world, they'll be able to know what they're doing, and that, you know, you can defend yourself and, you know, not just go out there and be blind and, you know, oh, that's the Christian, you know.
It's important for believers to know how to defend their faith. So when we have friends or visitors come to church and, you know, they might hear the gospel here, but we also need to be able to answer their questions when they come to us and ask us. And so it's important for us to be able to open our Bibles and pull out scriptures that, you know, share the gospel with them.
Is taking some of what he learns at church home and is able to, you know, differentiate between truth and falsehood from the world. So that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it really has, because with me, I've never learned the same thing over and over because they all interpret it different, all the teachers. Like, they've told the same stories before, like, over and over, but they all tell it differently, so it's really hard to, like, not get a different perspective on how you're learning the story.
In every one of our classes on the Way to Bridge class, we all learn about the gospel in different ways, and I believe that really helps us share it with friends at school and other places. Yeah,
it taught me to know how to defend my faith and to give me little tips throughout my life to help not to be weak in my faith and to do it with gentleness and respect.
But I get reports of our kids, and they'll share sometimes in class experiences of when they've been in school or when they were out on with their friends in the neighborhood and they've had opportunity to share, or they will bring their friends to class. And to me, that's such a great encouragement.
Well, one of the teachers at our school that I go to, well, I invited him to our Last Supper play 2 years ago. And after visiting our church, he came to our Last Supper play. He started asking my mom and different friends at our school about the Bible and what it means to be saved. And then he started to attend his sister's church by his house. And later in the year, he was saved. And to this day, him and his family still go to church. And he's a Awana teacher at his church.
I did invite my friend Carter to the VBS that we had just a couple weeks ago. And he seemed like he had a really good time. And I also invited him to normal church services and stuff. But
yes, I would definitely say Cross Trainers has helped our children share the gospel. And I can just see that, you know, like at school especially, you know, they've been able to sometimes take their Bible to school and just tell their friends about, you know, what they believe. And I know that Chloe and her friends have had good discussions at school about their faith. And that's just been good to know that they're at a school that allows them to be who they are in Christ. And I appreciate that.
I would just say in general, ever since we've attended Stony Creek Church, everyone from the leaders to the volunteers to any of the staff or anybody has always been kind, helpful, and has always, you know, been more than willing to help us, one, find a class or, you know, any concerns that I might have. They're always willing to sit down, listen to me, and, you know, and well, by doing, just being kind and doing and being like that with me and my children, I've seen and felt the love of, you know, just the people here at the church. And it is great to have such a church family where you feel, not that they're just people that you see every week and just to hear a sermon with, but that you actually have a connection with. And we're just very happy that we're here at Stony Creek Church, and we're also happy that we have such a good children's ministry to be plugged into and my kids can be a part of. Thanks.
The family movie nights and the blow-up screen and hanging out with my friends.
And I've seen some people that haven't been saved before come to Stony Creek and, like, get saved because of the teaching that we do here. So, yeah.
Lots of ways that the Stony Creek Children's Ministry shows the love of Christ. And I guess this summer they, you know, showed the love of Christ through the VBS that they had. And it was neat that, you know, Chloe and her friend Ethan invited a lot of their classmates at the end of school year. And it really impressed me that one of them took one of their flyers and actually put it on her calendar so that, you know, she would be here. And I just thought that was amazing that, you know, God worked in her heart that she really wanted to be here. And I was really impressed with that. And I thought, you know what if they wouldn't have gone in that other classroom and handed out flyers and invited them? You know, she would have never came. She would have never known about it. And it really spoke to me because she said, you know, I had other things going on, but I knew I wanted to be there. And I thought, wow, that's awesome. So way to go, Chloe and Ethan.
There's been a couple of friends I've had that I just seen that them change. And, you know, from rough lives, you know, was divorce or whatever's going on, I feel like I've seen the God working through them, and it's cool to be a part of that.
In the children's ministry, have you seen an example of like a teacher that was really nice or something like that?
Yes, every single teacher.
Yes, indeed, every single teacher.
I look at that as, again, it's a result to me. To me, it's the greatest gift, and I love to see baptisms. And when I see kids, and normally they will have the opportunity to get baptized as they enter youth ministry or beyond. And when I see some of the kids I've taught take that step of obedience and get baptized, or now they may be serving in ministries. And I think of the time when I was had the privilege of teaching them, and now I see them teaching others. To me, that's one of the greatest gifts, is to see what we did bear fruit in their lives.
great stuff there. We heard about some wonderful things that are happening, and like hearing it from the kids directly and their parents, that's where it really matters. Hearing, was it Sam Fries or Fries, when she used her British accent there to say how she sees the love of Christ in each and every one. You got the sound out? Each and every one of the teachers. That speaks volumes, and so does my microphone right now. But are we good? All right. So as you see, being a mature Christian, it starts when we're children and it works through our entire lives. The things that happen at that end of the pool, if you will, have a huge impact as we get into the deeper end. So with that said, I have four individuals that I'd like to recognize that are going through a very big milestone in their time here at Stony Creek Church. We have four of our children that are moving up out of cross trainers and about to take off their water wings and get into the youth ministry. Okay, and I'm going to have our British Sam Fries come up here. I have Jacob McCluskey. Jacob, come on up. We have Alec King and Andrew Chase. Come on up, guys and girl. Come on up. That's fine. You can all step right here if you like, or there is fine. These four individuals, like I said, are moving up. Now, this isn't our normal. The second week in September, we what's called a move-up Sunday, where the kids move up to all the other classes within cross trainers. But these four have a very special Sunday because they are graduating from the cross trainers ministry. They're going into the seventh grade, and that means that they will no longer be in our ministry as students. But it is our hope that they will continue to serve in some capacity. We have had kids that once they graduate want to sit in our class. As a matter of fact, Graham Weaver has been in there a few times, and we've had Griffin Oreski come in. And when asked, why do you want to be in there? I remember Amy telling me, she said, well, Graham wanted to go into your class, and I told him, don't go in there to disrupt. And he said very sternly, Mom, I go there to learn. And I thought, wow, what a wonderful testimony that is. Too bad we didn't get that on video, but we'll get that next time. But what a wonderful story that was. It really lifts us up in the children's ministry when we hear stories like that. I got a card from Chloe Walsh about 2 weeks ago talking about how she likes that the bridge class. She learns so much, and that Mr. Scott and I take our time to explain what can be potentially very difficult information so they can understand it. And to me, you know what? When you're teaching kids, a lot of times we set the bar somewhat low. I've seen the bar set very low at some children's ministries and things of that nature. And I think what a shame that we don't set it just enough for them to reach and be challenged a little bit more. Because if Michael Phelps, when he was being trained in the pool, he said the backstroke's good enough, just stay with that, he wouldn't be doing what he does now, would he? You have to go just a little bit more than where you're at. And that's what's important. So we really stress that in children's ministry. And these four individuals here have attained what we consider to be what's necessary to move on to the next level. And with that said, I have a presentation for each and every one of these young minds as they go forward. We have Samantha Fries, and here's what it says. On behalf of Cross Trainers Ministry, we present this certificate to each of you in recognition of completing all the requirements as a student in the ministry and serving as an example to all that follow you. Okay? That carries a lot of responsibility. That means that all these kids here sitting today, what was the last thing I said to you before you guys came out here, or that I say every time we do this stuff? I ask you one question. Who's the oldest? And then I say, remember, all these other kids are watching you to see how you act. And it's the same for us as your teachers. Same thing. So with that said, that's a huge responsibility, but I know you're ready for the challenge. And I have a piece of scripture here. Do you guys guess what that scripture is? When talking about the bridge class and cross trainers, what do you think it might be? Say again? 1 Peter 3:15. Does anybody know what 1 Peter 3:15 states? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, okay? And this was our goal in all of our children's ministries, everyone starting from the nursery all the way to the bridge class. But here it is. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, okay? When you know that the foundation you are standing on is firm, you have no problem answering any question someone could ask you. And with that, we always want to ensure that these kids go forward with confidence, knowing that their belief in Christ is on a solid foundation, that Christ is the only way to be reconciled with God, to remove our sin, and to die on our behalf and cleanse us of our sins so we can be reconciled to God. So with that stated, I'd like to present one of these to each one of you. Sam Fries, spelled Fries, right? Alec King. Andrew Chase. And last but not least, my own son, Jacob McCleskey.